This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 19th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Consumers will continue to have access to E15 this summer after the Biden administration today granted an emergency waiver. Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Bredekamp says the message to the industry is keep going.
The announcement really is to maintain the status quo. Those refiners, those blenders, those terminals that are using E15 today and that are supplying others with E15 today, what the emergency waiver is basically telling them is just keep on keeping on.
Chris Bliley with Growth Energy says it's hard to predict how much more corn-based ethanol will be used with the announcement, but the big picture is more clear.
If we sold E15 nationwide, it was the de facto gasoline. I mean, that's another 7 billion gallons of bioethanol and 2.5 billion bushels of corn. You know, that's sort of the ultimate upside.
Bliley says announcements with longer implications would give more positive signals to the market.
Something that's a little bit longer term would be really important. And as we talked about a permanent solution on sale of E15, it's certainly more clear signals to the industry, but I think we have a number of exciting things happening ahead. There's a lot of innovation taking place in the industry. Certainly a lot of upside on higher bioethanol blends.
Gas Buddies Patrick DeHaan says the Biden announcement helps to secure gasoline supplies and could limit a summer run-up in prices.
The most likely scenario this summer is that the national average will maybe fail to breach the $4 a gallon mark. Much of what we see is seasonal in nature, that is, gas prices going up every spring. But I do believe that based on fundamentals currently, we may stop short of that $4 a gallon mark with the typical caveats, that is, hurricane season could impact refineries later this summer. In addition, the situation in the Middle East, which is certainly unpredictable.
The EPA was running up against a hard May 1 deadline for terminals to be able to continue selling E15 to retailers. Renewable fuel supporters say E15 will save consumers at the pump, not to mention the environmental benefits from cleaner burning fuels. Well, Department of Agriculture's cattle on feed report today showed numbers at the low end of trade estimates. On feed numbers were at 11.82 million head, a point above a year ago. Placements in feedlots in March, 1.74 million, down 12% from last year. March marketings were at 1.7 million head, down 14% from last year. The numbers reflect a continued low cattle inventory in the country. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency designated two forever chemicals that have been widely used as hazardous substances. It's an action intended to ensure quicker cleanup of the toxic compounds and require industries and others responsible for the contamination to pay for its removal. However, designation as a hazardous substance under the Superfund law doesn't ban the chemicals known as PFOA and PFOS, but it requires the release of the chemicals into soil or water be reported to federal, state, and tribal officials if they meet or exceed certain levels. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said, unfortunately, farmers could be unfairly targeted even though they do not create or use any PFAS in their operations, but many have passively received the chemicals. Duvall said all Americans are unaware of the PFAS levels on their property until it's too late. That's because those chemicals are coming from passive outside sources. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th. On the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.